They're all set.
3, 2, 1. Brand new year, 2022. Me, the homie Mikey B, Council Boys are back for another episode. And we're not going to talk about, you know, us just not releasing any episodes for like a couple months. We're just going to, you know, the boat keeps sailing and the train keeps moving. So Council Boys are back, 2022. Brand new year, joined with the homie Mikey B.
Hello there, and now it's time for America's favorite game, Name Those Bars. We're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to give you 5 clues, and then I'm going to give you a lyric, so hopefully maybe this will help you out a bit. These 5 clues are, okay, first clue. This is from the golden era of rap, so this is from like early 90s, mid-90s. It's from a duo. I guarantee you know this song. Because one time this was playing at the mothership and you were singing out the lyrics. This is kind of an abstract clue. Think of spooky season. And the last one, the title of the song uses a slang term. Any thoughts come to mind before I go to the lyric?
Yeah, it sounds like Mobb Deep.
Yes.
Some Shook Ones.
Yes, sir. I'm very glad you got. I was like, man, these are 5 clues.
Bow, bow, bow.
I was rooting for you that you get on the 5 clues.
Before. Yeah, I had to really think about it. I was like, golden era duo. And I was like, who do we have as a duo? And then you said we played it at the mothership. And I was like, oh, man. Initially, I thought about Red and Meth. And
good call.
I was like, did I play any of that over there? I was like, maybe. It's a bunch of shit, but fuck yeah, dude. 2022, hot start.
Yes, sir.
Name Those Bars, number one. We briefly talked before, obviously, because we always do. But we can kind of continue talking about what we've been playing. Do you want to run through some stuff you've been playing?
Sure. The main game I've been playing is Metroid Dread, and I am finally at the last boss. I'm nice. At you because you're playing the game also. The first boss, the first guy you encounter who takes all the way your powers, Ravenbeak, you'll see him again a few times throughout your journey.
I figured he was going to show up again.
Yes, because he is the final boss in the game.
Nice.
So that's where I'm at currently, and I have only faced them once, so I don't really know the pattern yet. But this is going to be, you know, the classic, you know, try many times until I figure out the pattern.
Yeah,
which is kind of the push and pull of the game. Like sometimes, like, this is cool, I like this. This is like classic arcade games you grew up on. You figure out the pattern, all right, he jumps, he lights up, you swing back, you do this. And then sometimes it's like, man, this is very frustrating. and many times I'm like, especially towards you, I'm like, okay, if any of these bosses get too hard, I'm like, I'll be satisfied with my experience with Dread. I feel like it was a good purchase. I had fun. But at some point, like, okay, this boss might be my final boss that I'll play. But in all those times, I was able to persevere a little bit. So I was able to get a little bit further down the line. So that's where I'm at. I'm at Ravenbeak. He's the final boss. There was a big reveal. If you're a big Metroid fan, if you're into Metroid lore, that happens. Where I was like, okay, to me, because this is like only the second Metroid I played. I played a Metroid on the Wii called Metroid Prime 3. So I'm not like super into the lore, but like when it drops, it's supposed to be like this like Thanos snap type moment. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm like, all right. Like that doesn't really mean much, but that's cool for like all the like super people in the Metro. But yeah, Metroid Dread is a very good game, very hard game. Probably the hardest game I've played in a while. I can't remember a game as this hard that I've played in quite some time. But it's worth the struggle. It's worth the struggle when you actually succeed and, you know, get to that new level, get to that new next boss. You know, able to explore an area that you couldn't explore again. So it's very satisfying. But I'm excited to hear what you have to say because you're just kind of in the beginning stages of the journey, midpoint of the journey. So it'll be interesting how you feel about it.
Yeah, that whole give and take is just, It's one of those things, man. Like, I'll be very surprised if I ever do beat a boss on the first try. The second try, third, maybe even fourth, dude. Maybe even 30th, because, yeah, I get it. It sucks sometimes, and it's like you got to figure the pattern out, and then frustration kicks in, like we mentioned earlier, but, like, it's fun, dude. It's a lot of, yeah, challenging for sure, because it's not only, like, the boss aspect, but then you have, like, the little Emmets running around, and, like, that's a whole thing, too, and it's like, okay, how do I make sure I run away from this thing that's chasing me nonstop but find a nice, safe spot to go so I don't die? So it's like constantly running around, and I sometimes I can't jump right, dude, and then I get screwed over, and then I try to hit the parry and never make it. But I will say that I've successfully parried an Emmett like 5 times.
Oh, nice.
And that's like saying, like, I've died, like, over, like, let's say 100 times, and, you know, the 5 times I get the stun and I get out. So huge accomplishments there, I would say. But the game, a lot of fun, dude. I really enjoy, like, because it really gives me, like, the whole, like, 100% vibe sort of thing. So it's like once you get, like, one power, you're like, oh, I remember in the first map I couldn't blow that up, so let me just go back, blow that shit up, come back, maybe get some more rockets or whatever. So that's the whole fun part. But I also found out that the gameplay and, like, the way the levels are set up, that it's the right way. And it's, like, intended to make you feel like you're going further than you need to when you're not really going further than you need to. Like, I remember after when you're in the second map, it takes you to the other map to pick up, like, the 3 blaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go back. So at first I thought I had to complete the second map. So I'm looking around for, like, where's the boss fight? Like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm going to the next map. I'm going too far. And I'm like, and that did not feel right to me. So I spent a lot of time, and then I eventually had to YouTube it, and they're like, yeah, just go into that area and get the 3 shot. And I was like, it seemed so wrong, but it was just so right, I guess. So mm-hmm. That was a little, just let it happen vibe happened, and I was like, all right, if I gotta keep going, I gotta keep going. Yeah, definitely one of the harder games too. I don't remember really dying that many times since I played, like, God of War or some shit, so it's been pretty wild. Can't wait to finish it. Still got a lot to go, but I have until January 28th, I think, to beat the game, so we'll see.
Oh, yes.
We'll see how the journey goes until then.
That's a great segue to a future segment we'll talk about later on the show. But you brought up a good, very good, pin it. Yeah, but the Emmets, the robots, yes, that's a great point. That evolves also quite a bit too, because you have to face 7 of them. And at mm-hmm. the end, the Emmets, like, once you beat, like, that eye kind of, like, mini boss, they get you to, like, that blast cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That second part changes quite a bit. Where, like, before, like, you have these really large spaces that you could kind of, like, lure the Emmett into, like, a long hallway, so then you could just, like, hit him in the eye very easily, and then, you know, he explodes.
Mm-hmm.
But then towards the end, it's you're
smaller,
like,
smaller spaces.
Oh, it gets very small and very more, like, yeah, very small and more, like, almost like a puzzle. You have to, like, figure out, like, where is the longest width you could go, where you could, like, because sometimes it's like Emmett is right there and you're, like, right there, and it's like a split second, like, if you don't get the shot off, it's like, it's either you're gonna get the shot off and he's gonna go away, or you're gonna have to start over again. So, like, even that evolves and changes. So
mm-hmm.
And then even how the Emmets move evolve and change,
yeah,
the, like, second, based on their problem, because, like, some are, like, slow, some are fast. There's one, I think one's, like, stealth, like, he's camouflaged all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that throws, like, an electro at you, where if it hits you, you can't move.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, you're, like, stunned, and then, like, yeah, it locks onto you the whole time, so no matter, like, how far you get away from it, you can't escape, and, like, the room gets locked down, so it's always evolving, so it's like, it sounds bad, but it's, like, it's cool, it's, like, it's evolving, but also your, like, skill trees are evolving.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I know
the abilities you get are, like, making it easier for you to traversal. That's what I would say, like, about the abilities. Like, most of the abilities honestly don't help you too much in the boss battles, but they do help you a lot while traveling and while work and while trying to deal with the Emmets, like the mm-hmm. robots.
Yeah, it's I noticed that after you beat the first one, and the second one has the faceplate, so now you really have to, like, melt the faceplate, charge the gun, perfectly shoot the gun in a smaller hallway that's not, like, in the first one. So I was like, oh, man.
And it gets more, and it just evolves more. It's, like, it's always that setup, but, like, the way, like, that final, like, area is rearranged always keeps on, like, changing and evolving, which makes it very cool.
Nice, dude. Well, got a lot to look forward to. Like I said, we got at least a solid week until the next event happens. But also, I have been playing Miles Morales, my friend. I finally beat that game. I'm at a solid 95%. So if I get maybe an hour, I'll probably go wrap that up. But there's
quick question before you get back more into Miles. Are you trying a 100% metric, Dredd? Are you trying to find every missile tank and every energy tank and, you know, really scan every nook and cranny of the map before you leave?
That's how I'm kind of playing it, but okay. I feel like I get those little percents on the map and I'm like, there's only 3%, and I'm like, oh my god, like I think it's gonna be way longer than I think it needs to be, so I might just focus on the story. But I think just the way how I naturally play, I might 100% it.
Gotcha.
Why? He's got, like, some hidden gem that it's, like, impossible to do. It's, like, 1,000 things to get, so.
Oh, they get quite difficult.
Yeah.
They get quite – have you received the ability to, like, that speed boost? Like, where you're, like, okay, then. Because there's a lot of ones where, like, you have to use a speed boost and then, like, harness the boost and then release it to get to some, like, nooks and cranny spaces or, like, oh, I cannot do this at all. So there's at least, like, a handful – of missiles and energy tank is like, I don't have the skill for this. This is not me.
Do we get a double jump? What the hell? There's some places where I'm just like, I wish I got a double jump in this spot. Like, that would be clutch.
You get a version of a double jump. It's not like traditional double jump, but you get like a version of it.
Yeah, it's not like a Super Smash Bros. Double jump.
Nah. It's more like a...
Shit.
I don't want to reveal, but yeah, you get a version of a double jump later in the game.
Yeah, because I found a lot of like other... perks, I guess, that are hanging around, but like I just can't get to them. So, I see them in the map. So it's I can kind of go back after exploring. So, it's back to explore New York City. Miles Morales, good game, man. Overall, a good game. Like the people over at Insomnia, they made Spider-Man, they killed it, and they pretty much repurposed. It feels like the entire Spider-Man game with Miles. And it just works, dude. Like, there's just something about, like, you know, swinging around, catching bad guys, fighting the Rhino again. It's fun. And then it's leading... Spoiler alert, I don't know if... the Green Goblin is... Or the Hobgoblin's at the end of the Miles game. So, I don't know how the first Spider-Man game ended, because the PS4 was taking off like a rocket, so we had to... had to put that boy to rest. So I didn't really get to finish that one, but the Miles version I got comes with the Spider-Man, the original, so I might poke around and see if I can wrap that up. But yeah, so Miles 2, Hobgoblin or Spider-Man 2, which we know is coming out next year, I think, or this year, because I know they're releasing Wolverine and Spider-Man 2 were like their announcements last year, so... We'll see, but...
TBD on those, but yes.
TBD. So, like I said, man, solid game, dude. Similar gameplay, just added, like, one new ability, which it's, like, the Venom Shock, but still awesome. 100% recommend, and I give it an 8 out of 10. So...
Good rating.
Yeah, the only other thing is just, like, I wish there was, like, something else in it, but, you know what I mean? Because it's very similar to the first one. So it's like, all right, like...
If you play the first one, you're kind of like, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit repetitious if you're playing it, yeah, again.
Exactly. And if, like, I feel like if you're not really into, like, the whole superhero thing, like, I could see where this can get boring. Mm-hmm. Like, right away, you're like, Spider-Man, like, we did this in the last game. But I liked the story, and it went in a pretty cool direction that I didn't think it would go to. And really, it helped me with the game, so.
Nice.
Dig it. What else, video game-wise? Call of Duty. Nothing new, a couple updates here and there, but Call of Duty is Call of Duty, and it's finally in full swing of Vanguard, which still
sucks.
That's
what I was going to ask you. Do you have to play, like, the new Call of Duty to keep in touch with, like, to be, like, on the now with everyone else? Like, is anyone still playing zombies and those other modes on last year's Call of Duty, or everybody naturally progresses towards the new one?
I think everybody is still kind of on the old one.
Okay.
But still playing the new one, too. But I think it's like I want to say it's like a 60-40. That, like, I think 60% of the people are trying to play Vanguard just because, like, it's the new version. And then, like, if they're content creators, like, that's where they're going to. You like,
mm-hmm.
But I think a solid 40 is still in Cold War. And it's just, like, noticeably different the way you play it. Like, I don't know how to really describe it, but, like, everything seems to run smoother in Cold War than it does in Vanguard. So, but to Vanguard and all of the devs over there, they make some, they released a patch last week for the 115 day. And it was like, it had promising stuff because, like, Vanguard doesn't have round-based zombies modes. Round-based zombies mode. And they put one in there now. So it's progress of what's to come. And, like, hopefully they don't abandon the tried and true. But not what we expect. Strike Force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had a big Spider-Man update.
Yeah, we got the Web Warriors in there. Got the Spider-Punk, Ghost Spider, which is Spider-Gwen, which I don't know if it's like a legal thing, but they didn't call her Spider-Gwen for some reason. And Scarlet Spider are now in the game. So a lot of cool shit, man. I'm just like, I'm still so surprised that even to this day, like every episode of this podcast, like there's a little reference to Strike Force, and it's just like a, it just works for me, man. I just love superheroes, I guess.
When you're playing, because you own a Switch, you own a PlayStation 5, you own the Xbox Series X.
Mm-hmm.
What's this, when you're playing, well, I would say off mic, you mostly, you play a lot of Call of Duty. That seems, that I would say Call of Duty and Strike Force is your main two games. Yeah. Strike Force is on mobile, obviously. So when you're playing Call of Duty, are you like playing on PlayStation 5? Are you playing on Xbox? Do you rotate? Do you do like 1 day PlayStation 5, next night Xbox?
No, it's I will always be an Xbox guy to the heart and, you know, to the end. And Xbox is just my go-to. So gotcha. I've been playing Duty on Xbox. Yeah, the PlayStation 5 is cool, but like, yeah, I don't know. I think I just rotate because I think most of my friends are on Xbox. I guess that too. That
helps. True. Makes sense.
I mean, you can still crossplay, but majority are still there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know how I'm rotating games. So what happened was I got Miles and I was like, okay, I'm going to play this game first because I really want to play this game. I played it. We were PS5 for like a majority of like 2 weeks. And then I was like, okay, I've got the Guardians game in queue and I have Godfall too.
That game's supposed to be really good.
I heard the same thing and I saw like a video and it looked really good. And I was like, this could kind of help for that shitty Avengers game. So, so I was like, all right, I got that in the queue. And then, oh God, look back at like, episode a year ago where we were talking about the PS5 and Godfall was a game that I wanted to play too because it looked really cool. So I got that game too. So it's like I'm kind of balancing things out. And Metroid, I got games that I really want to play, and it's like, okay, let's dedicate time to it. So I was like, okay, Miles first, Metroid was second. So now once I finish that, I think I'm gonna play Guardians, which I got for the Xbox. So it's like I'm gonna pick one and just like dedicate time to it and kind of get like a new flavor of the week, you know?
Gotcha. One more thing. Now that you own both systems, what main differences do you see between playing a game on the Xbox and playing a PlayStation 5? Do you notice anything like smoother frame rate? This game looks a little bit better. This game runs a little bit smoother. There's no load screens or there's not like that, or there's not too many like differences between the two while you're playing one versus the other.
I think they both run really smooth. One of the things I noticed with like the Miles game is like In the Miles game, you played that game too, right? Like a little bit before? No.
I might have played the original Spider-Man like on like a kiosk at a GameStop.
True. But okay, so in that game you can fast travel throughout New York, right?
Uh-huh.
And the Spider-Man game, like, Lord have mercy, dude. It took like, I'm not kidding, like it sounds like a lot of time, but maybe like a solid 5 minutes to get to like one section, and it's like I could have just like swang the whole way, you know, to the lower south side of New York. But like in the PlayStation, like it was just a click. You get like a brief second of animation and then you're already going. So it's like a lot faster, and it's nice. What I really like about the PS5, dude, is the controller.
Interesting.
The controller's dope. That like DualSense, like it feels good.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because like it's not like obnoxious, like the vibrations and stuff or like, you know, some things, but like it just, it's an overall, I think it's a better experience in my opinion.
Sure.
And yeah, I wish Xbox would have had it, because like the way you kind of like the sensitivity to the controllers is nice too. And like, it's definitely something that's like should be a standard with video games to get that overall experience. So really dig that. And then there's the Switch. It's just like,
it does well for what it can. it's like the little, it's like Thomas the Tank Engine. Like it does what it can.
Yeah, because so, again, you know, in Metro, you like travel to other maps, and I'm like, I'm gonna be here for a while.
Yeah, because they have that like that train animation, and it's like, and then it lowers, and it's like, yeah, it's like a good like. It's funny in video games when you think about it, because like, in actual time, it's not very long, but it's like, yeah, that's a good like 30 seconds to a minute loading. When reality isn't very long, but when you're playing a game, it's like,
you're like,
I think especially now that like, well, I don't like, especially now just like reading about the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, like they're like one of the biggest claims they have, which seems to be true, is like super fast load times. Mm-hmm. Click of a button, you're going from like one area to the next. You're not like, yeah. So dealing with that with still with the Switch is like, yep, this is some old technology.
Yeah, I was like,
and that Switch Pro is not coming out anytime soon. The latest rumor, which is that it is like this last guy said, like, best of luck, maybe it'll come out in 2024. I'm like, wow. That was like, okay then. At one point, I'm like, at least I'm glad I'm not the, you know, pretend like a new Switch is coming anytime soon. So that makes me feel a little bit better. It's like, all right, no more pretending like, oh, maybe this winter I'll get the new Switch instead of, you know, picking up a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox. Like, nah. Next time the Switch comes out, they'll probably come out with like one of those like half staff.
Yeah, like a Switch.
For like a PlayStation. S. Yes, yeah. And then like for the PlayStation 5, it'll be like PlayStation 5 and a half and like Xbox X, S2, whatever, you know, like how they do those new like mid-grade upgrades.
Yeah, I mean, the PS5 Pro sounds like it'll just work just fine, but like,
yeah,
Xbox Series X, S, and it's like, nah, that kind of sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of treat, you know, the Switch and all of that Switch Pro kind of like WandaVision for like, which is like the first year, like, fucking, it's coming out, like, this is the fucking intro to the X-Men, and just like, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Oh, that's supposed to be Mr. Fantastic. And then getting shit on. And then it's like, you know what? Let it happen and we'll see what happens when you want to fucking do something about it. So
Al Pacino being Mephisto. Wow. That was quite the rumor that we all really
everything.
Hook, line, and sinker, dude. I was like, oh, man, that's great. That's going to be awesome.
Dude, Mephisto and everything. Mephisto was everywhere. When the radio turned on, that's Mephisto. When the crane showed up, Mephisto, which has turned into a really awesome meme now in the internet. Like, I follow like some of the Marvel Reddits subreddits, and like some of them will be like, oh, did you see this part in like No Way Home? That's Mephisto. And it's like, no, it's fucking not, dude. Like, chill out. Which is fucking hilarious. But yeah, that's video game wise for me, man. I was able to, you know, really deep dive into Miles, which I really enjoyed. And, you know, I am in Metroid, which I really enjoy. So hopefully Guardians I can enjoy too, so I can go 3 for 3. So, but then again, I know how video games are, and we'll see how it goes. But we were talking about January 28th.
Yes, which leads me. Yes, yes, yes. Which leads me to segue nicely into games that are coming out in 2022. And the first, and you're teasing it. The next major game that's coming out will be Pokemon Legends Arceus. There we go. They just released this week about, I think, 14 minutes of gameplay. You get to, you know, get to see your trainer walk around. He rides some animals. He battles. He cooks. He does a whole bunch of things. Yeah. As the number one Pokemon fan in the world, what do you think about it?
First of all, I just like love how you just described that. That was like the best thing. You're like, yeah, your dude's just riding horses, cooking food. I this is like the Pokemon game I've been like looking for, dude. It's like Pokemon meets like Breath of the Wild. Look a little bit like the worlds are massive and you're discovering Pokemon from like the first time. It's like you kind of go back in time to kind of, you know, to discover the Sinnoh region. And, you know, it's not like your traditional, like, just run into a Pokemon and try to catch it and battle it. It's like you can use other tactics to catch Pokemon, which is so dope. And I'm hyped, man. This is going to be sweet. And I really hope that the gameplay wasn't, like, you know, it. If that kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, you kind of saw it all in the gameplay, and then that's kind of, you're never really going to see anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully they got some other things in mind, and like they were able to like learn from like their last games and really put something out. But I'm hyped from this, dude. Super hyped. This is like day one cop. I'm like, I might pre-order it just to get some like cool suits. Like I might do it.
Well, that's No, yeah, that's very good. That's our highest ranking. Day one cop is, you know, in our rating system of video games, day one cop is our top ranking.
Which we should stick back to that. I love that. It's like, what was it? Pre-order.
Oh, pre-order. Sorry. Yeah,
pre-order. Day one cop. What is it, like 20% off and then greatest hits or some shit?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Yeah, so as a non-Pokemon number one fan, how does this look to you? Not like if I know it's not always trying to sell you into being like a part of like Pokemon, but like you looking in, how does this game look to you?
It looks better than any other Pokemon game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I want to see more gameplay.
Mm.
I want to see more like story of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to see more like gameplay, especially with combat, like when you're in like that turn-based style, like mm-hmm. how does that evolve? Because they mentioned mm-hmm. like, oh, agile style, like speed, so you could do like two agile attacks before your like time meter disappears, or you could use a strong attack which it'll disappear right away, but it can work because if like you're super OP, your strong attack can like eliminate the help you capture the Pokemon. So I need like more information about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to like a little bit more of the story. Like, what am I doing? Like I don't mind us like running around catching things. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what's like the grand scheme? Like, what's like the grand scheme of things?
Mm-hmm. Nice, dude.
So I would put mildly interested in is my official rating, which is going against what our rating system we usually say. I would say mildly interested in it, which is pretty high because most times I'm like, okay, I have no interest in any of these Pokemon games. So mildly interested is a pretty good rating.
I dig it.
Even though like, well, don't, yeah, it's kind of hard to say Pokemon Go because like everybody liked Pokemon Go when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying like you don't like, you know, chocolate ice cream or like you don't like ice cream. I was like, come on, you don't like ice cream? That's like, weird.
Yeah, come on, everybody.
I was like, come on, you don't like, you can't find it. You can't, there's not, there's like 100 ice cream flavors. You can't find a single one that you can't be down for.
Like, come on, you don't like cold milk? But yeah, that's cool, man. Because like we've talked about this many of times. There's been many Pokemon games that have come out since, and you know, trying to. I know it's not your cup of tea, but I'm always curious to see, like, because I love Pokemon. Like, it's just something I grew up with and something that I really enjoy playing. And just to see that outside perspective of, like, you as a gamer, like, how does mm-hmm. this game look to you? Not how does, like, the Pokemon thing go, but, like, look and feel, you know, game wise, you know?
Yeah. Plus, I think I also like that this isn't like a remake or a remastered of like, because
a previous version,
like previous version, Diamond. Like this is like a brand new idea. So I'm excited about that, just being a brand new idea. And I'm hoping that this is very successful, because if this idea is successful, then they'll like iterate on it. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, I almost like hope that like all the Pokemon fans out there, like day one, cop this, pre-order this. So it's like the Pokemon team that makes this game, like realize that they could go like in a different direction. It doesn't always have to be like, hey, remember the game used to play on the DS or Game Boy Advance? Well, we're remaking it now with, you know, ultra 4K graphics and like, you know, modern, like better voiceover work and orchestrated sounds. Like, I want to see Pokemon like evolve.
Yeah, I think what would be
like, into like, you know, something. Let's like all video games evolve, like Mario, like think about the three biggest Nintendo franchise, which is like Mario, Zelda, and then Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Zelda evolved with Breath of the Wild. Odyssey evolved Mario with Super Mario Odyssey, and then some open. Arculus kind of has that same path, even if Arculus is kind of like version 1.0, which it doesn't like 100% hit every mark, was like, you know, there's a lot of solid ideas. That's like a good like 7.5 out of 10. Like it's like it did something different. It's like evolving. It's not this the standards that people have been playing for like the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, and I think the Sword and Shield were kind of like their version ones. Like that's like the first one where they introduced like that real open world, like you can walk around and do whatever you want sort of thing and try to catch what you want and do what you want. And hopefully what would be super cool, man. And I think like if you're trying to think money wise, dude, like I feel like they could bank money is if this goes over well. And then they kind of redo this version for like the Red and Blue that came out. So like the ones where like my age group grew up on, but you're doing it like Arceus where you're discovering that first Pokedex, and that'd be dope. I would love that a lot. So hopefully this game doesn't suck. So I'm super hyped for that, dude. Super hyped. But I will be back with a review, I guess.
Yeah, a couple weeks or whenever we record our next episode.
I think it's like next week. Oh, yeah, the next time we record this episode might be like in May.
Oh, by that, you know, we have a lot of opinions on a lot of games.
True.
Moving into, well, that was, I'm going to say the bulk of January is that's kind of the biggest game, I would say. So now we're moving into February. Let's go with this one because you're now a new PlayStation 5 owner. How do you feel about Horizon Forbidden West, which is the sequel to Horizon Hidden Dawn? How do you feel about that? This is a big PlayStation 5 exclusive, PlayStation 4 exclusive. This is one of their big franchises. And Josh is giving me a look like, what's this game? I don't know.
No, I know the game.
Okay.
And I haven't played the first one.
Gotcha.
To be 100% honest with you, and the game is still in the plastic in my game container section. Just because it was that whole PS4 thing and like it was just blasting off, really kind of just like sucked. But I mean, for the like, it got some pretty good achievements. Like it was what, Game of the Year 1 year?
Yes.
And you know, it's got that Monster Hunter vibe, which I love that shit.
It does. It does.
Well, yeah, I'll give it a go. Like this is like for sure, if there's a demo, this is the demo one because obviously the queue is all fucked up right now. But demo for sure.
Gotcha. I wish they brought back more demos, man.
Yeah.
Off topic. I wish there's demos for every game.
Is it? I think our last episode kind of talked about this, but is it called Jam Pack? Like
the old school PlayStation thing?
Yeah, when the PS2 used to give you like a demo or like the PlayStation 1.
Yep.
One of those. I'll pay like $10 for one of those, like a month.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Just to see like what's going on, like the demo. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, like sorry, I just pulled it up on Google Images and I'm like time traveling right now. This shit is nuts, dude.
You used to do the same thing for the Xbox during like the first Xbox era.
True. Wow. Holy shit. This is off topic, but that shit is a super TBT.
I'm going to pick. Oh, we have one more game I'm going to talk about in February. That's because we're both into skateboarding games. Also, this is coming out to the Switch, also to Xbox and PC and PlayStation 4 and 5. It's called Ali Ali World. Any thoughts on that one?
Demo for sure. This looks fun, but this reminds me, what's the Apple Arcade one that you used to play a lot?
Skate City.
This reminds me of Skate City.
Yes.
To where like it'll be cool for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, you can only push, you know, X up to kickflip so many times, you know?
Gotcha.
Or like square up.
I do. I have a similar vibe about this one where I think it's good. I think it's like you said, Skate City. I also am getting like a lot of like Endless Runner vibes to it, but like instead of like running, you're on a skateboard. Mm-hmm. Based on some of the gameplay, so I'm like, this is not exactly what I want. I want more like, I guess, Tony Hawk or skates, kind of like a more of like a 3D world where like you're skating around in a park or whatever, versus kind of this kind of 2D linear side scrolling style skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the art style. Stars always was,
yeah, I like that.
Was initially grabbed me, but now I'm seeing gameplay and like you're grinding on these like long rails and like you're switching off to another rail. Like this is kind of like an Endless Runner. This is pretty much Temple Run on a skateboard.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not what I was hoping for.
Yeah. It's got very like Adventure Time vibes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just watching some of it's exactly what it is. Like, I don't know how far. Yeah. Like how far would it get? You know what I mean? Like, looks beautiful, but
yeah, it's a great looking game, but it's like,
yeah, this is like a demo. I would not, this is a greatest hits for sure.
Like, yeah, this is low on the ranking scale, which is disappointing because when it first the trailer popped in one of those indie worlds, like, oh, I thought this was gonna be a higher level, but it did not make it.
Yeah, it looks cool though.
It does. Are you into those Dark Souls games? Dark Souls, Demon Souls?
No, sir.
Okay, because at the end of the month, if somebody is who's listening, they have Elden Ring.
The Elden Ring?
Yep. All right.
Hasn't this been like trying to come out for like 10 years or some shit?
I think it might have had some trouble, you know, getting out there.
What's the one before it? It's Elder Scroll, isn't it?
Oh, Elder Scroll. Well, yeah, but those are two separate franchises, I believe.
Oh, right.
I believe.
Yeah, I mean, this is not for me.
Okay, we'll go into March. How do you feel about Gran Turismo? Okay.
I mean, big ups to Gran Turismo for still being around for 7 games, but the racing thing, it's gotcha. Like if you're not Mario Kart or like Diddy Kong Racing, like, no,
speaking
thanks.
Of Mario Kart, they announced that Mario Kart 9 could be coming out in the next 20 years, so that's exciting.
Well played, that was good. Fucking Mario Kart.
But yeah, I'm hoping...
Oh my god.
But on to a real game that's coming out. We saw our first gameplay trailer coming out March 25th, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. What are your thoughts on that one? Dude.
Fuck yeah, that's a pre-order, man. That looks awesome. That looks awesome because, like, the last Kirby game, it was, like, that free online, like, battler, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of got you, like, your hopes up for, like, this new Kirby since, like, All-Stars, and this is that open-world Odyssey Kirby game that I think a lot of people want, and it looks beautiful, and the gameplay looks pretty dope. And it's co-op, too, I heard.
I do like that. That's kind of cool.
That's cool. So definitely opens that up to adventures with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this is a go-to. This is going to be a pre-order. How about you?
I think I'll go with 20% off.
20% off. Doesn't hit the mark for you?
It doesn't hit day one or, like, pre-cop. So it does sell another 20% off.
Yeah.
Stellar 20% off / hey, if this game gets like nines in reviews and people saying, oh, this game is like the Kirby of the Mario Odyssey of Kirby games, like, okay, yeah, then maybe I'll give it another shake,
give it a whirl.
I just need to see more gameplay, because
mm-hmm.
they only showed one world and it was like this kind of like greenish world land, I think. Mm-hmm. I need more of an adventure. Like, gotcha. I want to see, like, different styles of world. Like, with Mario Odyssey, like, every new, like, planet you went to was, like, completely different from the other and, like, had different vibes. So I just need to see a little bit more variety. But I am intrigued by that one because it's Kirby doing something new. So anytime a game tries to do something new, I got to say hey and check that out. Next. For
sure.
All right, man. We're pretty hot and heavy with a variety of interesting games going from January to March. And then we hit April, and there's nothing of note. May, nothing of note. In June, there's some new Cuphead DLC.
Oh, wait, that's like 40 years in the making, too. You know what I mean? Like, this was supposed to come out like... This was announced at the Game Awards like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And then it just disappeared. But good to see that they're making progress and it's coming out.
We got two more games of note. All in August, supposedly. We'll see. A new Saints Row game.
I'm hit or miss with that.
Okay. And the last game of notes is out in November. That is called Starfield. That is an Xbox Series X and S exclusive. It's the same people that make Fallout and Elder Scroll and maybe one more big RPG that I'm liking on, but it's one that's from that big studio. And it's a, you know, space adventure game, like an open world space adventure planetary type game. It's supposed to be pretty. That's, again, it's also been in the making for many, many years.
I think they showed like a trailer of that recently, didn't they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, this looked pretty cool.
That's probably going to be your big fall winter game for Xbox. Like, hey, you can buy an Xbox and for Christmas, get this game too.
Yeah, they're probably like the December release sort of thing.
Yeah, it's November. Yeah, it's on the same release day. I think they did Halo. So they're hoping this to be as big as a Halo type thing.
Yeah, I'm down. That looks dope. I could dig it.
And those are the many games. Those are the games that are coming out currently in 2022.
Yeah, it's not too.
We don't know a lot, to be honest. Yeah. Exactly. We don't know a lot.
I'm hoping something creeps up that we would like to see, but.
Yes, there was a whole, like, in that article, there was a whole list of section of unannounced games, which mentioned Breath of the Wild 2, Metroid 4, Wolverine, and all the other games that we were kind of talking about. Which we do not know when those games are, you know, hitting the store shelves.
Yeah, that'd be sad if we went into 2022 with, like, four games, you know?
Agreed.
Cool.
One more piece of notice for a little nostalgia talk. This leaked, I think, early in the month in January. GoldenEye 007 coming to Xbox. GoldenEye could be coming to Xbox because there was a leak of achievements. I'll give you the link in the chat. So it's unofficial, but people are very crafty with coding and they're able to get into the data mining. Pretty much get into the data mining, and they found out, here you go. They found out that there was the achievement list was scooped off by Xbox servers by True Achievements, which includes 55 new awards and 1,000 point game score for completing the game and playing in various modes. The achievement artwork even includes screenshots from the classic James Bond shooter. There's been no official word from Rare or Microsoft. This year, 2022, is also the 6-year anniversary of James Bond. So currently we don't know, but if it's ready on a server and there's achievements and screenshots for it, it's somewhat inevitable that it could come out sometime this year to coincide with the 6-year anniversary. Do you have any GoldenEye memories? Are you excited to play GoldenEye again?
DK mode. That was fun. Sorry, yes. Excuse me. DK mode was dope. Yeah, multiplayer was always fun.
Yes.
That like weird ass like, what is that, an AK? I think it was. It's just everything looked so shit. But game wise, like, I don't think I remember the story that well. I think I only did like two levels. It was just like super concerned with multiplayer. But yeah, I'll give this a whirl. A lot of good memories in there, too, you know. What's his name? Oddjob, I think, was his name. Playing as him. Karate chopping the homies. Or my cousins, actually. I don't think I played with the homies, the 64. karate, judo chopping the cousins and, you know, just having a good time. Did you ever play this one too?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of fond memories of playing this game. Proxy Binds Only was probably one of my favorite things to play on. Because that was when, like, oh, you're trying to see how smart you are amongst the people. Like, oh, okay. So Proxy Mind Only was a favorite of mine.
It's like, yeah, you put the proxy mines in the toilet when you have to land from the ceiling.
That was one. And then, like, you're doing a little screen peeking. And you're like, eh, click.
True.
Click, well timed. Yeah, so, yeah. GoldenEye is a classic game with definitely some memories from back in the day.
I remember a little bit of the
single player mode. Mm. Like, I remember, like, the one missile, like, in the silo level and a few other ones.
I remember a snow level.
Snow level, sure. The snow level. I think like the first level, you're on like an airplane deck.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be sweet. Is it getting remastered or is it just like the same old 64?
That is unknown. Because in this article, at one point in time in 2008, Xbox 360 there was going to be a remake. On the Xbox 360, where I'm seeing some footage of it, looks a little bit better. So I'm not sure if they're going for the classic N64 version or they're going to like revive the scrapped Xbox 360 remake that they made all the way back in the Xbox 360 era. So it's unclear. This is still like very much Mephisto is going to be played by Al Pacino range. A callback from a previous or earlier episode type of realm. But when this came out in like the early part of June, like a lot of people in the ether were, you know, talking nostalgically about GoldenEye and how interesting it would be to play it again.
Yeah, this is huge. This is, I mean, obviously for the anniversary and whatnot, and then like the last movie just came out and, you know, mm-hmm. James Bond could take on a new era, which this could help with, you know, bringing people back to James Bond.
Yeah, because it's been a really long time since a James Bond game, which at one point was...
There was one for the Xbox, wasn't there?
Which Xbox?
Like Xbox? The very, very first one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's been a while since then. I understand it's been a while since there's been a solid James Bond game.
Yeah, I think it's called Nightfire.
When did Nightfire
come out? Oh, the last one came out, Rogue Agent, 2004.
2004? So it's been 17 years?
For the DS.
Wow, that's a longer time than I imagined.
Wow.
Yes.
And that got
right. There is a whole generation who have never played a single James Bond game. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Was this a game too? That's not a game. Oh. Quantum Solace was a game. No shit. 2012.
Okay, so 10 years.
007 Legends came out for the Xbox 360.
Gotcha.
2012.
Yeah, so we're talking some time. Over a decade now.
Game kind of looks like shit, but
at the time we didn't think that at the time. We thought that was the best looking game you could get.
Oh, shit is so dope.
Well, yeah, that's funny. One more, yeah, that's funny. Looking back in a lot of these games, yeah, you don't look very good. The only games that still keep up are pretty much the Genesis games and the Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
That like 16-bit RSL is really classic. Everything else kind of looks boxy and pixelated, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but little did we know.
Well, here's to hopefully the rumors are true. That'd be fun to play. Jump online. Maybe if they are being like everybody else and they jump into a Royale, you know? James Bond Royale would be cool.
That's possible. Everything somehow.
I mean, everything's a Royale these days. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, so yes, everything turns into a Royale.
There's even a, you know, it's like a Royale season when like Tetris is like even a Royale. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
We'll see GoldenEye again. There's one game before we kind of just wrap this up. Was Rainbow Six Extraction that comes out this month. That game looks kind of cool to me. I played The Division.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be my game, but it's fun to play. But so this one kind of has like a nice. refresher to like the division and like all the Rainbow Six games. So it's a little more sci-fi for me, which I kind of dig. So that's one of the, well, I'm going to probably check that game out too. Maybe I like a discount. Maybe it's a 20%er.
It's a 20%er?
Yeah. I don't really want
to
pay.
Oh, available day one with Xbox Game Pass. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's like a week or two out to try it out, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so in no rush.
I hear you. But if you have Game Pass, then you'll be able to play it, you know, day one, which is a good choice, is a good perk.
Do you got anything else, dude?
I do not.
Well, friends, first episode of 2022 in the books, and more to come. Council Boys Ride, I was joined with homie Mikey B.
This is for everybody born in the 1930s and 40s. If Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care, then why did he write a song about it?
True. The Council Boys are out. See ya.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.